Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Boudreau moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is walked intentionally. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Black reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. Robinson scores. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evans moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Black hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Peck reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Peck moves to third. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peck scores. One out. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. It's 5 to nothing, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Robinson is walked intentionally. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Black hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. Travis hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field. Mitchell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mitchell. Wynn moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Black hits a line drive towards first. Vernon catches it and steps on first to double up Hegan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-3 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.